Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. The fallout from the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal continued this week at Michigan State University. There have been accusations and apologies about a meeting between MSU interim president John Engler and one of the former sports doctor's victims. And tonight, survivors will rally on campus to demand the resignation of Engler and the Board of Trustees. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reported on the Nassar case and has been covering the aftermath at Michigan State. Good morning, Kate.
Hey, Doug.
After MSU President Luana Simon resigned, the university brought in former Governor John Engler to oversee this transition period. Engler's been criticized a lot since taking over. Before we get to the latest controversy, walk us through some of the main complaints about Engler's performance so far.
Yeah, it has not gone well, especially when you think that this guy was only brought in January. The people that I have talked with from Engler's camp say, look, you know, he has come in as this guy who is this sort of brash, blunt political fixer. He sees his job as bringing stability to Michigan State in the Nassar fallout. But somehow his administration has managed to create new crises for itself, and it feels like they're kind of lurching from one of those self-inflicted wounds to another here, even as they're trying to say, look, we're doing good policies behind the scenes, we're making campus safer. So that has really been a problem for Engler's administration.
Now a meeting between Engler and an 18-year-old woman who was sexually abused by Nassar is making news. That meeting actually happened in March. Why is it getting so much attention weeks later?
Because we didn't know about it until just last Friday at what I think has been the most chaotic Board of Trustees meeting that I've ever seen. So at the end of the meeting, during this public comment section, 18-year-old Kaylee Lorenz, who, as you mentioned, is a Nassar survivor, she gets up during the comment period and says, hey, my mom and I recently had a private meeting with John Engler, and he said, if I wrote you a check for $250,000, would you essentially drop your lawsuit against MSU? And she says that he kept pushing her and pushing her, saying, give me a number. And the 3 minutes for Kaylee's public comment officially ends, and Engler starts interrupting her.
President Engler then tried to back up his statement,
Kaylee,
saying,
your time is up. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And Kate, Engler and MSU put out a statement saying basically that their memories of that meeting were different. But this week, some emails became public in which MSU Vice President Carol Viventi sharply criticized Lorenz. She's since apologized. What did those emails say?
So these are emails that you're talking about that were leaked to the Detroit Free Press this week. They were between the Board of Trustees and Carol Viventi. And in them, she's basically trying to convince the board that Lorenz was not being truthful about what happened. Viventi really also attacks Kaylee Lorenz in these emails. She's saying that she was trying to set up MSU, that Lorenz was spreading fake news, and then that Nassar victims in general are really quick to claim re-victimization anytime MSU does something they don't like.
Kate, while all of this has been playing out, another prominent administrator resigned from MSU this week. Scott Westerman had been the school's director of alumni relations. He's now the subject of a Title IX investigation. What do we know about his resignation so far?
We really don't know very much. You mentioned that he's got a Title IX complaint against him. Title IX can mean, you know, everything from sexual harassment to discrimination. We just don't know at this point. And that investigation, we should say, is still ongoing.
Kate, all of this brings us to the rally that's scheduled for tonight on campus in East Lansing. What do the organizers have planned?
After that board meeting with trustees, a few of those survivors, like Morgan McCall, have been saying, look, we need to be very specific in our strategy here and not just ask people to come, you know, support a better culture at MSU or support Nassar survivors, but very specifically to ask the Board of Trustees to resign and to ask John Engler to resign. So we'll see what happens tonight at that rally on campus.
Okay, that's Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. Kate, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug.
And if you want to keep up with the aftermath of the Larry Nassar scandal and the ongoing changes at Michigan State University, you should follow Kate on Twitter. Her handle is @KateLouiseWells.